Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Prime Minister Motley calls on the U.S. government's assistance to address critical issues affecting the Caribbean. The Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs concerned about cases of financial abuse among seniors on the island. BARP says plans are in place to assist seniors facing mental health challenges. And a group of U.S. senators agree on a framework for potential legislation on gun safety. With your details, I'm Carol Toppin. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley is calling for a commitment from the U.S. government for assistance on three critical issues affecting the Caribbean. She was speaking at a press conference at the Grantley Adams International Airport yesterday on her return from the 9th Summit of the Americas, which took place from June 6th to 10th. Ms. Motley said that the issues are food security, energy security, and finance.
In discussions with the White House, we kept saying we want food security on. The Caribbean is who plays food security on the agenda. Secondly, with relation to energy security, reality is Trinidad has potentially excess capacity, but there are issues that we need to work out with a carve out for other entities in order for that excess capacity to be brought. You have the absurdity that China, which is regarded as a low income country, can borrow from the World Bank, but Barbados and Bahamas, which are upper middle income countries, cannot borrow from the World Bank.
The Prime Minister is also urging Barbadians to conserve and save more as the global crisis continues.
What I'm saying to Bajans, it ain't us one that's suffering from this cost of living problem. It is the whole world. And I therefore want us to be able, we know our parents knew how to cut and contrive. Our parents knew how to make do. We want to make sure that we can remove all the obstacles to get affordable food here.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey says government intends to address cases of financial abuse with the assistance of the police. Mr. Humphrey tells Starcom Network News that such cases are a cause for concern.
I have a constituent who someone called up, claimed to be a family member, agreed to meet her at the credit union. She went in, got her money off the credit union, gave it to this supposed family member, in the hope that the family member eventually would repay her, never to hear the person again. And I thought to myself, well, praise God that that's all that happened, because that situation could have ended a lot differently for her. And so obviously the family was extremely worried. But older people, you know, they come from a generation where love is love, and this is how they show love and they care for family members. But we have to be very careful to form a boundary around the older persons to make sure that they're not taken advantage of.
He adds that the government will work with the police to reduce such instances.
I think we have to have a better relationship with the police. And I think one of the things I've spoken to the new chairman about is having those conferences with the police so they understand what is acceptable and what is not acceptable and what the law allows us, even with its limitations, what the law allows us to do to be able to enforce, to be able to stop it from happening. Surely it is too much. We also have to have more public awareness. So people can recognize it when it is happening, and also hopefully pluck people and prick them at their conscience so that when they do see it, they come forward and they speak about it.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphreys. Meantime, President of BARP Marilyn Rice Bowen says that the association has plans in place to assist senior citizens who may be facing mental health challenges. Speaking on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday program, Mrs. Rice Bowen said that a recent poll revealed that a great number of its seniors were experiencing bouts of loneliness and abandonment.
We are looking at planning programs to address the needs of our seniors. We last year, as I stated earlier, we did a telephone poll and we did wellness checks as well. The telephone poll showed up that a great percentage of our members were experiencing loneliness, that they were depressed, and there was a high level of anxiety. Some of them were experiencing abandonment. Most of our members that we polled, they weren't like requesting financial help. They wanted help at a different level.
She added that BARP has partnered with the Barbados Society of Psychology to offer counseling for elderly people.
only last week we received a confirmation from the Barbados Society of Psychology, and they have volunteered the services of four of their members to offer free counseling to seniors at BARC. But this program will be administered by our BARC Charitable Trust, and over the next few weeks we'll be meeting with the psychology team to plan out if it's going to be a once a week, once a month, or whatever. But BARC's response to our members, let's say, cry for help in the area of mental health has been, we have decided then to partner with the Barbados Society of Psychology.
That's President of BARP, Marilyn Rice Bowen. Director of the Department of Emergency Management, DEM, Kerry Hines, is urging all Barbadians to stay prepared during this year's Atlantic hurricane season, which began on the 1st of this month. Ms. Hines made the plea during the DEM's annual hurricane season church service at the Ruby Church of the Nazarene yesterday.
We at the Department of Emergency Management and the National Emergency Services continue to encourage all persons to play an active part in preparing and protecting the nation. Forecasters suggest another above average Atlantic hurricane season. And persons who were listening to the media would note that we had the first system already for the season. So this really requires all of us to redouble our planning and preparedness efforts to ensure that we are ready to face any impact as a result of the storm hazard. It only takes one event to disrupt our lives.
Director of the Department of Emergency Management, Kerry Hines. Williams Industries Incorporated celebrated its 50th anniversary with a ceremony at one of its subsidiaries, Sky Mall, last evening. The Barbadian-owned entity is the parent company of approximately 19 locally based businesses. Chief Executive Officer of Williams Industries Incorporated, Andre Walcott, said that the event was to commemorate the company's relationship with its employees, who played a major role in the company's success.
The first company was C.O. Williams Electrical, and it's really been the foundation for the group. We've been able to build a very solid group of companies, whether it be associated companies or subsidiary entities, around that foundation that the chairman started 50 years ago. You'd see, based on the screens and all the different discussions, that this group has expanded tremendously from that investment as a joint venture between labor and capital. So we have persons in here who have been with the company for in excess of 40 years who are attending this function is to recognize them as well as to recognize the 50 years of Williams Industries.
Speaking during the ceremony, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley noted that workers must be treated well if local businesses are to thrive and see sustainable growth.
The notion that capital is to be hated and labor is to be abused and government is to be the one standing in the breach to do everything has to be confronted. This country will not grow unless companies and households cause it to grow. Equally, this country will not have sustainable growth unless we carry along the workers in a way that is dignified. We are at a unique point in our journey. We have invested heavily and will continue to do so in the social capital, largely because of our journey as a nation. Unless we carry our people and allow them to be the best that they can be, we will not have the kind of growth that's necessary to carry us to the next level.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Finally, a cross-party group of U.S. senators have agreed to a framework for potential legislation on gun safety following a spate of mass shootings. This would include support for tougher checks for buyers under the age of 21 years and cracking down on illegal gun purchases. The proposals are supported by 10 Republicans, meaning that they have the numbers to be voted into law. U.S. President Joe Biden said the plans were steps in the right direction, but still fall far short of what he called for. Previous attempts to tighten gun laws failed to get the required support in Congress. Recapping the headlines, Prime Minister Motley calls on the U.S. government for assistance to address critical issues affecting the Caribbean. The Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs concerned about cases of financial abuse among seniors on the island. BARP says plans are in place to assist seniors facing mental health challenges, and a group of U.S. senators agree on a framework for potential legislation on gun safety. And that has been the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.
Thank you, Carol. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30.